Good morning. My name is Tim Totems. My home assembly is Inglewood, Colorado. A little opening statement that I would like to say is that I would like to encourage every one of you to go out and buy gold. Now, don't get me wrong. Listen me through. But let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 3 for a verse on my heart. 1 Peter 3, verse 15. Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. I could count on my two hands the number of times that somebody in my life has asked me a reason of the hope that's within me. In fact, take away one hand and I could still tell you the number of times that people have asked me of the hope that is within me. In fact, take away four fingers and that's how many times someone has asked me of the hope that's within me. When I was in high school, I had a fellow classmate ask me about the hope. He specifically asked me about, I don't remember how he asked me questions about why I behaved the way that I behaved. And I see a lot of bright, anticipative faces here this morning, faces that are ready to give an answer of the hope that's within them, precious young people. And maybe some of you have had zero people ask you of the hope that's within you. You may wait your entire life before someone asks you. I don't know. Let's turn that around, okay? How about if you ask someone else if they have a hope in them? Do you ever see someone doing something in an extra kind way and you go to them and say, why did you do that? And sometimes, I've done this, sometimes they say, I just wanted to be helpful. I was hoping they would say, because I have Jesus in my heart. What a thrill that would be. Okay, I'm getting to the meat of my subject here. I want you to go out and buy gold. But I also, in this next year, I want to challenge every one of you here to say something that takes less than 10 seconds to say. What do you think? This next year. Can we do that somewhere in this next year? Say something that takes less than 10 seconds to say? I'm going to give you a few examples of things that take less than 10 seconds. First one that comes to my mind is, I want some help from my audience. What is something that young men say to their girlfriend that takes less than 10 seconds? It's kind of hard to say. I see that young man smiling right back here. Yeah. I love you. Ha-ha. Yes. A little further along, something that's a little more of a thriller even. Who's laughing? Steve. Will you marry me? That took less than 10 seconds. And I'm sorry to say that I didn't do a very good job of that statement. Some of you young men, some of you married men, I know, have put your heart into that question and have made a romantic setting and really spruced it up. I didn't. I loused it up. I did it in the house, in the living room, and well, that was no place to do it. Anyway, honey, I'm going to change that. I'm not going to say it to someone else. okay. But with the Lord's help, I'm going to make some changes in that way. But unless my wife dies and the Lord brings someone else into my life, I don't plan to ever ask another woman to marry me. But I want to ask you to say something that is just as thrilling, that you can say many times in your lifetime. I'm not going to hit it yet. What takes less than 10 seconds to say and is a real healer of relationships? I was wrong. Another one akin to that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was wrong. Does anything come across any of your minds? Maybe this next year you can say that to someone. I'm sorry. Say, I've picked a name out this morning, Tom. I don't know any Tom here right now that I'm picking on. Okay, I'm not picking on you, Tom. Try and say the person's name. Tom, I'm sorry. I was wrong. Will you forgive me? I'll tell you, once I had a good relationship with my parents, but I was at loggerheads with my dad once for a number of years, and I wanted to confront him about something. We were driving home together one night, and we got within 2 miles from our house, and I just had to tell him. So I said, "Dad, this is really bugging me about you." And he listened me through, and he said, "I'm sorry." It took the wind out of my animosity, out of my sails. I just, it was over. It really was. He apologized in that brief instant, and we were happy together again. Okay. This is my challenge to every one of you. It takes less than 13 seconds to say, if you say it with, if you don't speed through it. Some of the young kids that were up in our class know what I'm going to say. This is the story. I heard of a man who gave a boy a little gold coin, and he said, "God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." And that little boy never forgot that gold coin or that Bible verse. And here in the United States, we can buy gold, silver dollars that cost $1. So it's not an expensive investment, but it does cost more than 5 cents or 25 cents. And I just suggest gold because it's different than all the other silver coins. I have a little stack of these gold dollars in my travel kit back home that I purchased about 5 years ago. Maybe 7 years ago, maybe 10 years ago. But I have never given one out in this manner. I'm looking around the room here to just see if I can challenge anybody to do this. Coming here on the plane, I sat next to a young lady, and I said, "Lord, I want to share your message with her." And we talked and we flew and we slept and we flew. And then I began to feel the plane nose down into Oakland, and the pilot said, "We are approaching Oakland." And I thought, "Lord, what do I say? It's getting kind of late now, isn't it?" And she was leaned back against a pillow on the window, eyes closed. And I thought, "Lost your chance, Tim." I thought, "It's now or never. You know, this is as good as asking someone, will you marry me?" These tense situations just... And it, the girls can do this too, okay? I did say it. And I've been grateful ever since. I've been rejoicing in the Lord. The Lord gave me a special touch with Him. All I said was, have you ever sensed a bid being put upon you by Jesus Christ? And she said, I don't know what you mean. I said, well, there's a verse in the Bible that says, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, she said, I consider myself spiritual, but not like you Christians. And you know, our conversation kind of fizzled out from there, but she had been given the Word of God. And I have a hunch that the Lord can bring that to her memory this week sometime as she's enjoying the 4th of July holiday or any other time in her life. She didn't get saved right there on the spot. That would have been awesome. But she didn't. But it was a seed. Now one more seed and then we'll go into our little prayer time. Something else that takes less than 10 seconds to say. Years ago at an outing that we had for all the saints at a little pond, we were enjoying the campfire and fellowship around the campfire. I was sitting on a log, and I heard some young children behind me playing. I recognized the voices. One little boy said to a friend that we had brought, a very rowdy little boy that we had brought, this other little friend said so clearly and unmistakably, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Whew. My ears were turned back there. This other little boy said, no. He kind of muttered something. You know, they were maybe 7, 8 years old, and this other boy, no, I don't know. That has been a challenge to me for years. To this date, I have not asked that question to anybody else. I sometimes like to take my watch off. It has a stopwatch on it. And just set the timer on it. Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Probably less than 5 seconds. And I know that these things don't come automatically, but I would like you to pray about, even as I talk, I think of some business people that I work with. Would I ever have the courage to ask them? Man at the lumber yard that I do a lot with, thinking of Bill. Hey, Bill, has anybody ever told you before that? And then say it. Pray about it first. Tom. I'm scared to say this, but, and then say it. We've heard that our brother Steve was up till 4 a.m. this morning, and he's going to take no dose today as he drives home. Steve, if on your first gas stop, if you go to the cash person and say, hey, I'd like to share something with you, I bet it might keep you awake the rest of your trip. Pray about it. 1 year. 10 seconds. Maybe add a gold coin with it. The Word of God. Let's try it.